In eastern Ukraine, progress today in the effort to recover bodies and evidence from last week's Malaysia Airlines crash. International investigators have begun arriving in the region, and a train bearing the remains of victims is on its way out. In Washington today, President Obama demanded that Russia do more to help the investigation.
Given its direct influence over the separatists, Russia, and President Putin in particular, has direct responsibility to compel them to cooperate with the investigation. That is the least that they can do.
NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine, and he joins us now. And Corey, there have been significant developments in this case today. Fill us in on what's been happening.
Yes, the latest news is that the separatists handed over the plane's voice and data recorders to a Malaysian forensics team that just arrived here in Donetsk. You know, there's been a lot of concern over the fate of those recorders, so this should give the experts a chance to see what information they might provide. Also this evening, a train with most of the remains of the victims set out on what's expected to be a slow trip to Kharkiv. Those remains are supposed to be turned over to Dutch authorities, who will fly them back to the Netherlands for identification. The other significant development is that fighting has flared up here in Donetsk, which, of course, raises safety concerns for the investigators.
Yes, this whole effort is taking place in an active conflict zone between two sides that aren't talking to each other. How were these arrangements carried out?
Well, a deal was apparently reached between Malaysia's Prime Minister, Najib Razak, and the separatist leaders. Razak said that he negotiated directly with the separatists, which suggests that he left the Ukrainian government authorities out of the loop. You know, Robert, the level of distrust between the separatists and the government is so intense here that it might have been impossible for them to agree on anything connected with the crash. Each side accuses the other of shooting down the plane and trying to suppress evidence that they did it. The separatist leader, Alexander Baradai, told us today at a news conference that this latest fighting in Donetsk was started by the Ukrainian government to convince international experts that the place is just too dangerous to carry out an investigation. And, of course, government forces insist that they're just carrying on with their military operation against the rebels.
Tell us more, Corey, about this fighting in Donetsk, which I gather is taking place almost in the center of the city.
Yeah, it began this morning. We started hearing explosions from the direction of the airport, and then we got word that there was fighting at the train station as well. The police blocked off some of the major streets leading into those areas. City officials warned people to move out or at least stay indoors. And by late afternoon, we were seeing smoke rising from the direction of the airport, and smoke actually from some areas closer to the center of the city.
The UN Security Council today unanimously adopted a resolution demanding that armed groups allow safe, unrestricted access to the crash site and calling for those responsible to be held to account. Unanimously, of course, means that includes Russia supporting that resolution. But given the situation there now, does that seem possible?
I went to a news conference just a short while ago held by the Observer Mission from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and they've had some very frustrating days trying to get access to the crash site, but a spokesman said today they've gotten a lot more freedom of movement now. On the other hand, the question of holding people to account for shooting the plane down may be a lot more difficult. Secretary of State Kerry said that there's compelling evidence that the rebels did it, but today the Russian defense minister denied supplying the separatists with anti-aircraft missiles or any other kind of weapons, so it's hard to see how there can be agreement on accountability.
That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Donetsk, eastern Ukraine. Corey, thanks.
Thank you, Robert.